The Kevin Smith Show, unique in the galaxy.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. And many of you are joining us for the very first time. Welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. Quick note about the K-Files e-zine. If you haven't subscribed, let me tell you, in this week's edition, there will be, as always, there are links to interesting videos that I have found or that some of our other listeners have found and have emailed me the links to them. I took a look at them, found them very interesting, and I put them into the K-Files e-zine. Well, I've got a couple of them already in that I think you're going to want to take a look at. One of them is about HAARP. You're familiar with HAARP. And really interesting, informative video about HAARP. Also, someone sent me a link to a video that has to do with some secret information, or maybe we should say information that was in some NASA videos that no one had discovered. And a manager of a TV station over in Australia discovered it in these videos that are from NASA. You'll want to take a look at this. It's really interesting what he's discovered, what he's found. And the links to both of those are in the K-Files e-zine this week. All right. Now, if you haven't subscribed, it's absolutely free. And the way you do it is go over to my website. And you'll see in red letters where it says K-Files e-zine, just click on that and subscribe. I have gotten a number of emails from people who say, I subscribed and I'm still not getting the K-Files e-zine. And I click that link, you know, that said activate or confirm your subscription. And I did that, but I'm still not getting it. Well, we get a number of bounce backs every time we send the K-Files e-zine out. Sometimes it is because, in fact, many times, because your email box, your inbox, is full. It's over quota. It bounces back to us. Now, our software keeps trying to send it out. After the third time that it bounces back to us, it deletes your subscription. All right, so you may want to go empty out your inbox, or at least make some space in there. Another thing that happens sometimes is your email service provider, for whatever reason, just suddenly decides to tag the K-Files e-zine as spam, even though it is not. It is double opt-in. You can opt out anytime you want, but sometimes they do that. And there's nothing I can do about that. That's between you and your email provider. All right? You have to get them straight. We do from time to time. AOL got really bad about that at one time, and I sent them some email and asked them, you know, what's the deal? You know, you're denying me the ability to communicate with people who have subscribed. And then they, after two or three emails, they lifted the ban. Well, tonight is something new. We've never done it before. It's called Worry Night. What's got you worried? And, well, I'll tell you all about that when we come back on the other side of this break. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And as I said, this is something new here tonight. Now, it's sort of like Open Line Live, but not quite. Okay? What we're going to focus on tonight are the things that have you concerned. The things, you might use the word worry. I don't like the word worry. You've heard me say there's no reason to worry. Because if your problem has a solution, then do it, and it's solved. If it has no solution, there's nothing you can do, so don't worry about it. Just go on and live. But I'm using the word tonight sort of in this context. Not so much, you know, worry, although if you're worried, that fits too. But, you know, there's something that's got you sort of concerned. Now, we're not going to do politics. There's no need to worry about, you know, are the guys in Washington going to do things that are going to harm you? You know they are. This is what they think they're elected to do. So you know that. So we're not going to get into politics. But within our genre, now, let me tell you what's behind this. What's behind this is over the past several months, I have received a number of emails from people who have expressed certain things that they're really concerned about, and in some cases fearful about. Even if not fearful, very concerned about. And I've jotted down some. I went through email that has come in for the past several months, and just sort of looked at the themes, the things that people said that they were really concerned about. And I jotted down some, so and you may have some others. But here are some of the things that people are concerned about based on the email that has been sent to this show, that has been sent to me. Okay, now one of them we talked about a little bit last night when I was talking last night with Sam Maranto, and that is, are we being programmed? And people talk about how Independence Day, the movie, is being shown over and over and over and over and over and over. And I noticed the other night, I got through working at about midnight. By about 1 or 2 o'clock, I was watching television for a little bit. And I noticed Independence Day was on. Over the weekend, I watched Independence Day 3 times in a row. 3 times in a row, I watched Independence Day. In other words, I watched the movie, it finished, I watched the movie again. Now, this was not on a DVD. This was on a cable channel. All right, so are we being programmed in some way relative to some impending encounter with extraterrestrials, or maybe a false flag operation? That's one of the things. All right. Also, oh, by the way, this is not just based on the email. This is based also upon telephone calls we've received here at the show. So another thing that people have expressed a lot of concern about is Planet X, or Nibiru. Is it actually returning, and is it going to be the destroyer that ancient texts talk about? Is it going to cause a lot of catastrophe and wreak a lot of havoc here on planet Earth, as ancient texts describe? Another one, And we've had one or two calls about this, but mainly this is in email. People are concerned about Armageddon. Now, Armageddon, in case you're not familiar with it, is sort of a shorthand term that refers to a final great world war that culminates in a battle around the area of Har-Megiddo, H-A-R, Har-Megiddo, Megiddo. Now, that is a mountain. That means Mount Megiddo, and it is in the Middle East, in Israel. And the information for that is primarily in the biblical book of Revelation. But I get email from people who are religious as well as people who are not religious that are really concerned about that. And there are a lot of documentaries that are showing up, like on History Channel or Discovery Channel, about that sort of thing. Also, another thing people have communicated with me about and told me that they're really concerned about is harp. Now, we're not talking about a harp that you play, a musical instrument. We're talking about H-A-A-R-P. Now, this is it's the most powerful radio transmitter on the planet. It is located in Alaska. We've done some shows on this. I've had some of the developers of HARP on this show in the past. But they're concerned that HARP is being used possibly for climate control. Maybe it's being used for the purpose of activating volcanoes, or maybe it's being used for activating earthquakes. And they're very concerned about this because there are all of those kinds of stories out there on the Internet. And so they're very, very concerned and worried about that. Alien invasion and alien abduction in general. There are a lot of people concerned about that. Is this really going to happen? And then another one that has cropped up fairly recently has been relative to this current solar cycle that we're in, which is cycle 24. It was supposed to be 50% more intense than the last one, and all of a sudden it's almost as if the sun has sort of shut down. Obviously it didn't shut down completely, but it's been very, very mild. This has resulted in weather changes on Earth, and it has resulted in changes in our magnetosphere. So people are really concerned about that. And then there are some other things, but these are the ones that I've gotten the most communication on. Now, what I'd like for us to do tonight is give you a chance to sort of air what has you concerned. Even if I've mentioned one of your concerns already, but you want to talk about it, all right? We'd like to be able to discuss why is it that you're concerned about it. Let me tell you what we will do and what we won't do, okay? What we will do is give you the opportunity to say what you're concerned about and why you're concerned. What I won't do is, I'm not Dr. Phil. I know I'm bald-headed like him, but I'm not Dr. Phil, and so and I won't pretend to be. In no way am I qualified to try to provide you with any counseling, even if I thought you needed it, which is not the case here. But I'll ask you questions. You'll have information I don't have. I will ask you questions about it. But I'm going to let you educate us a little bit as to why you're concerned, what's got you worried, and we'll go from there, okay? And we'll just have a conversation about it. Now, there is something that you need to know, and that is that The telephone number that we're going to be using tonight is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And the line is open, and we would be more than happy to take a call from you about what's got you concerned. Now, I decided to do this when last night, our guest last night stated that he could sense that we are in an event horizon. It's on us. He's not sure what it's all about, but he can sense that. Well, I think a lot of people can. Some people are worried about specific parts of that. So let's talk about what's got you worried. This is Worry Night. And maybe by airing what has us worried, we will go away a little bit less worried. Maybe. All right, caller, you're live on the air. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Yeah, Kevin, what's got you worried?
Well, what I'm worried about is that I'm worried about the people who are not going to be, who aren't going to catch up to this paradigm shift that I feel is in the air right now. And I strongly feel a paradigm shift. You know, after 2012 happens, it's actually other people that I'm worried about. I don't know how to explain this.
And why are you worried about people that don't want to know?
Well,
and the reason I ask is maybe you can help me a little bit here. And maybe it's because of my background as a cop. My attitude is sort of this, and I'm asking because this is my attitude. My attitude is, if you're about to jump off of a 12-story building and they send me as a cop up there to try and talk you down, first of all, you're crazier than is even possible to be if you think I'm going to get out on the ledge with you. All right, so I'm not coming out there. And I'm going to be saying, don't jump, don't jump, don't jump. If you decide you're going to jump and you jump, oh, well, sorry about that. You made a decision. And that's sort of my attitude about people that, you know, they don't want to know anything about this new paradigm. They don't want to know anything about what's coming. And, you know, they're just going to hang on to the old and go down with it like the Titanic. Oh, well, bye-bye.
Yeah, there's some people that are so skeptical about things that you could stick an alien right in front of them, and you know they'll just say, "Oh, well, that's just a kid in a Halloween costume." Despite all the evidence that something is happening, they still won't believe it. Those are the ones that I'm really worried about.
But why? Why are you worried about them?
Well, I think that especially when there's a consciousness shift like that, I think the human consciousness should be as a whole, as one. And I think these people are a bit stragglers. I don't know where exactly I'm going to with this, but
So it's just sort of a human concern for them.
Yeah, a human concern for them. You know, when the garbage hits the fan, I'd like to use a different term, but I can't. When the garbage really starts hitting the fan, those are the ones that I'm worried about, because they're also going to fall for a lot of the deception that's going to come along with it. It's going to be a very interesting few years that's going to be coming, because we've got this 2012 thing that's going to happen. We do have a planet barreling through the solar system. What else is going to happen? We've got a totalitarian state rising up all around us, and half the people don't see it, and half the people that do see it don't care. What am I going to say? I think the main thing that I also want to say is that no matter what happens, I think also people that do know what's happening, that do see what's going on, I think the thing that people can't do is give into fear. I think giving into the fear is eventually going to be self-defeating.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't say that, you know, look, I can't say that I don't have some of that human concern. But I have to tell you, you have to measure it on the nanoscale.
Yeah.
Because, for me, it's measured on the nanoscale. I do have some. But, you know, if you put Well, there's an old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And, you know, you can put the truth in front of people and put it in front and put it in front and put it in front. And if they want to keep denying it, or ignoring it or rejecting it or whatever they're doing, oh, well, they've made a choice. And like I say, they want to hang on to the rails as the Titanic goes down. Well, they go down with it. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and the entire time they're still going to believe that the Titanic is still sailing, even while it's going down.
Yeah, well, it's not. Reality will take hold. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call.
All right, have a good night, man.
Good night. Yeah, and look, maybe I'm wrong about, maybe that attitude is wrong. Maybe I should not have that attitude, but I won't lie to you. I do have that attitude. And, you know, it's just the way it is. That's the way I'm cut. But maybe you're different. That's okay. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Tonight is Worry Night. What has you worried?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix.
Hi, Don.
Tonight. Yeah, I also don't like to use the word worry, but I'm concerned about a lot of things, but I do think there's a strong distinction between worry and concern, mm-hmm. and worry is quite a few steps beyond concern. But there is a lot going on in the world that we got to be concerned about, and I understand people's worry too. Worry is, you know, it's a natural prime instinct within us all. And it's without worry, I don't think mankind, a human, would have been able to survive without that natural instinct. So worry is totally normal, and to tell people not to worry is, you know, is telling them, you know, hide that instinct within them.
Well, fear is normal and primal, but worry is where you pet fear. You pet it, and you think about it, and you keep it going. You mentally mull over it again and again and just keep it going. And if you transfer that same psychological activity, you transfer it from petting fear to petting some injustice that's been done to you. That's where people, you know, really step off the rails and do irrational things. Well, worry is where you pet the fear. Fear is normal. Everybody feels fear. Not everyone. In fact, most of the people I'm speaking to right now, Don, have never had a gun pointed at them. And I have. I've had a gun several times. I've been shot at. But I've had a gun put right between my eyes, and it was a loaded gun. I cannot tell you that there's no fear when that happens. There is.
Yeah, I've been in that same situation, looking right down at the barrel of a gun, and...
Well, you know what I mean, then. There is fear. Hey, you want to hang on through the break?
All you can see is that barrel and nothing else.
Don, you want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back, folks, right after this. It's Worry Night. What's got you worried? Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Don, are you still on the line with me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. What I was saying is, you know, fear is normal, and there's nothing abnormal about something startling us or something creating some fear in us. But when, you know, you use that fear says, hey, you better pay attention to this. So you do, and if you can solve it, you solve it. And if you can't, you can't. But when you pet it over and over and keep resurrecting it in your mind, that's worry. And that's what I'm referring to when I say there's no reason to do that. If you can solve it, solve it. If you can't, just go on and live.
Yeah, I very well understand that, but it's still it's a basic human instinct.
Not worry, fear is.
For us, the worry too. You got to realize that we're living in a day of age where everything now is coming at us all at once. We got global warming, 2012. We got countries that, you know, would use a nuclear weapon or are now developing nuclear weapons. We are living at a time where everything is happening, and we got so much to think about and wondering if, you know, are we going to survive beyond 2012?
Well, we either are or we're not.
Yeah, we are.
But no, worry is a human invention. Fear is a primal instinct, and worry is not managing the fear.
Yeah, true. But if you got people who have families and, you know, are counting on their kids going to college and doing this and that and raising that family, and they're starting to wonder, you know, are the kids even going to be around? Are they going to suffer through what may come?
So, well, and plus, if the kids are around, as I suspect they will the universities be around? Will society still be hanging together?
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So I can understand people's worry. Like I say, I don't really worry. I try not to give it thought to worry. However, I am concerned about so many things now happening. Mm-hmm. I think we're being bombarded more so than any time in history with so many things at one time.
The old paradigm is in its death throes, and it's having convulsions. And you're exactly correct. There's a lot coming at us as a result of that. That's the truth. Hey, Don, thanks for the call.
Okay, take care, Kevin.
All right. Yeah. Now, understand, when I describe what worry is, and I say something, you know, like that's petting your fear, I'm not belittling somebody that does that. Some people can't help it. Listen, my mom is the greatest worrier I have ever known. My mom would see, when I was overseas, she would see something that was happening in some foreign country that was, you know, thousands of miles from where I was. It was over there. That's the thing. It's over there. And she would just worry and worry and worry about me. So I'm not belittling anybody. Some people just can't help it. But that still doesn't change the fact that worry is petting fear and reviving the fear and causing it to live on. Fear is useful. It sure is. All right, what's got you worried? The telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Or if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, what you can do, if you don't want to make that long-distance call, you can use the flash message feature, and you do that by going to my website. And scroll down, and you'll see where it says flash message, all right? You'll see that. And you can click that link and send me your message, and I will get it, and I will read it. Okay, so that's flash messages. And I'd love to hear from you as well. All right, let's see what we've got. Listening to your talk with Sam Maranto. That came in just now, but that was last night. All right, that has nothing to do with the show. All right, this one says... according to a report on Fox News, a very bright star may soon explode in a supernova, according to data from Berkeley researchers. I think it's the red giant Betelgeuse, or some people say Betelgeuse. It's so big it would reach out to Jupiter. would this affect the Earth? I mean, the radiation from this explosion? Well, I don't know. It so happens that I do have a report on that right here. And I don't think it's Betelgeuse, because what's happening at Betelgeuse is that it is mysteriously shrinking. Over the past 15 years, it has shrunk by 15%. And astronomers have no idea why. Its brightness has not diminished. It's still just as bright as it was, but it's in the visual light range. It is still just as bright as it was. However, it is it's shrinking. So they don't know really what that indicates. They're not sure if that indicates it's going to explode, if it's going to go supernova or whatever. They're just not sure. Betelgeuse is among the 8 brightest stars in our sky, according to this report. And it's the first to ever be measured. And it's one of a handful of stars that appear as a disk rather than a point of light through the Hubble telescope. All right, what has you worried? This is Worry Night. This is your opportunity to talk about the things that are happening like that perhaps have you concerned. Now, this only works if you get your fingers warmed up, get over to your telephone, and dial 623-444-5889. I have a flash message that says, Kevin, where's the toll-free number? Well, where the toll-free number is in the can. It's gone for now because revenues dropped again. And, if we can't pay the bill, we can't have the toll-free number. So that's where it is. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling and what's got you worried?
This is Brent from Wyoming, and I'm going to go along with Kevin a little bit.
Okay, on which point?
On which point, I'm going to say I'm concerned about the reactions to the hype. Because we don't know what's going to happen. It's going to happen whether we like it or not. But there's going to be a lot of hype leading up to it. And a lot of people are going to react just like they did to Y2K.
Do you think that there is hype happening now?
Oh, yeah. It's a lead-up to it.
Okay, can you sort of describe for me or give me an example of the hype?
Well, there's all these... History Channel has all these prophecies pointing towards 2012. There's all these prophecies on the Internet. There's all garbage like that. Nobody knows what's going to happen. But they're leading people to think something will. And they're leading to believe that it's the end of the world. So what are they going to do? What are the people going to do? I don't know. I'm just going to sit back and watch and see what happens.
Well, you know, some of the most dire prophecies about the future are contained in the Bible, in the book of Revelation.
Yeah, I know. I read it.
It's pretty dire. It's pretty frightening. Make it all into a movie, and it would be a horror movie. And I'm not being critical of it. I'm just describing it. That it really is just awesome, the things that are predicted in that book. But even if that is what happens, it's not the end of the world, because in that, it all comes to a swift conclusion with 1,000 years reign of peace and prosperity on the planet.
I know.
So, now some people say, well, I just don't believe all of that. Okay, but I mean, that's the most dire predictions that exist about the times that are ahead of us. And it's not the end of the world in that one. And I'm convinced it's not going to be the end of the world any way we slice it.
I know. I'm just concerned about people overreacting like it did for Y2K.
Well, I think you're right. I think there's almost a tidal wave of fear that you can just sort of see this tidal wave or this tsunami building in its mass and height, and it seems to be racing toward us. Lots of people are very, very, very fearful about the future. And I agree. I think you're right.
I have one real quick question for you.
All right.
What happened to your 800 number?
What happened to the 800 number? The 800 number had to go away because all the money went away.
Okay.
We had almost every day now we're having people who cannot afford to keep their membership. They've lost their jobs. With this latest round of auto dealerships closing down, I expect we'll have another great wave. But with almost every day, we have people that send email and say, look, I lost my job. As soon as I can, I'll become a member again. But we are at one-third of the income necessary to keep the show going. So something had to go.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right. Okay, what's got you worried, folks? I mean, there's lots of stuff happening out there. I've got the report right here. And this report says that Earth has a 1 in 2,500 chance, 1 out of 2,500 chances of smashing into Venus or Mars in about 3.5 billion years from now. Are you worried about that? You might be. Some people might be. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, where are you calling from, and what's got you concerned?
Hi, Kevin. It's Avi from New Jersey.
Hi, Avi.
And I'm thinking about that. I'm concerned I might not be able to get to your party on December 21st, 2012.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I want to be able to be there, but I guess I might be one of those people who might have fallen for some of that hype there. The Earth changes stuff.
Well, basically, you know, if it happens, it's going to happen worldwide. So it won't matter whether you're in Bangkok or whether you're sitting in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, as people think I'm sort of flippant when I talk about this. And I don't mean to be. Believe me, I don't mean to be. But if it's going to happen, I'm going to go out partying.
That's a good way.
Yeah. You want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back, folks, right after this. We're back. Avi, are you still with me?
I'm here, Kevin.
All right. Are you concerned about 2012? Does it cause you some trepidation?
Yeah, just it's in the back of my mind, you know. It just kind of comes up now and then.
Mm-hmm.
There's the actually, we're talking about, speaking of hype, there's this movie I think that's supposed to come out. I'm not necessarily promoting it, but it's the same guy that made that Day After Tomorrow movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 2012, and it's pretty, well, I don't know. I'm not...
Well, look, you know, all those things that people predict may happen, they may. But my decision, my position on it, I'm not flippant about it. Believe me, I don't want to be taken out with a solar flare. You know, I don't want to be taken out with a tsunami or with the eruption of a super volcano. Or I don't want to be taken out, period. But those are all things over which I have no control. And I've decided that I'm going to have a party. And if we go, we'll all go together. And the music will be playing. And we'll be having a good time, a good meal, dancing and having fun. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, we will have had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
You know, I just, and I'm not flipping about it. Look, there are some awesome forces in play. And nobody knows really where it's going to lead. But I can only say I know where I'm going to lead, and that is to Bangkok and the party. I'm an awesome force myself.
I believe it.
Thanks for the call, Ivy.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. All right, the telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. And I'd love to hear from you. What's got you concerned? What's got you worried? This is Worry Night here at the Kevin Smith Show. This is the first time we've done this. I've never done this before. So this is a brand new experience for us all. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, where are you calling from, and what's got you concerned?
Hey, Kat, it's Debbie from Columbus.
Hi, Debbie.
I don't know if I'm really concerned. I know what Kevin from Montreal was saying, but I agree with you. There's free will, and people are going to decide whether or not they're going to choose to believe what they see or, you know, not to choose to believe it. And if they make the decision that, you know, if it's time to go, they're going to make a decision. Either they're going to go or they're not. And they're going to, you know, go with courage, or they're going to go, or they're going to kick and scream about it. And there's really nothing that can't be done. So I agree with Kevin and with Brent. You know, there's real incentive to get yourself for it. I think what my main concern is I'm not really one to worry a lot about money. That's not my.
Debbie, you're breaking up really bad. We can barely understand.
I'm sorry, talking from my cell phone.
Ah, okay.
I can't get through on the regular phone. I think for me, I'm more concerned, am I going to be able to, you know, scrape up enough dough to be able to finish my education?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think I'm concerned about. I wouldn't really say that I'm, like, really, like, you know, a worry, but, you know, there is some concern there because there's a lot of people losing their jobs. You know, my brother has his own business. He's in the construction industry. And, you know, folks just don't have the money to buy homes, especially if homes are being foreclosed and everything. People can't afford it. So I think for me that's, you know, the major concern that, you know, President Obama and, you know, his cabinet are going to be able to hopefully turn things around where, you know, folks will be able to go back to work. Right now I'm kind of unemployed myself. I am doing, you know, work on the internet, helping folks get their internet businesses up and running. But, you know, even that's still kind of, I don't have a whole lot of jobs doing that.
Well, look, you know, I'm in the same boat that everybody else is in.
Right, exactly.
I'm looking at you know, one-third the revenue during this past 3 weeks, one-third the revenue required to keep us going. Now, I could worry about, are we going to be able to keep going? Or I can just keep going until we can't.
Exactly,
and,
exactly.
You know, what's meant to be will be. And, you know, exactly. If I can't keep going, then I can't. And if I can, then I can. And, you know, we'll see how it turns out. And karma does its thing.
Well, and that's very true. But and I'm like you. I have the same mindset that, you know, these things are happening. They're happening for a reason. There is definitely, you know, a shift in consciousness and a shift, you know, in these old paradigms going on with a new paradigm beginning. And hopefully most people are going to be able to be, not all people, but most people hopefully are going to be flexible enough about it. So when the time does come when, you know, the old paradigm is gone and the new paradigm is starting, they're going to be able to weather that and, you know, get ready to go into the new paradigm with, a good mindset. That's how I'm looking at it. But, yeah, it doesn't do any good to worry, because worry's not going to change the fact. If the things happen, they happen. The best thing to do is to try to prepare for it as best as possible with the skills and the knowledge and the education that, you know, the person can get to try to weather the change. That's about all one can do.
Well, it's sort of like mentally getting your surfboard ready. You can see the tidal wave coming, get your surfboard ready, and hope for a good ride, you know. And you sort of mentally have to be ready to ride the wave. And but we can't stop the wave. The wave's coming.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, Kev. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. All right, 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889 is the number to call. It is Worry Night at the Kevin Smith Show. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hi, Bob. What's got you concerned?
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to participate on the show, so I came up with two things, really.
All right.
One thing was, is I was worried that socialism will continue to grow in the U.S. and end up controlling mass media like it's doing now, you know, dumbifying people. And I'm a little bit concerned that people will never get how important shows like yours are and communication is for freedom of speech. And the other thing was probably just the environment. Concerned about that, because I believe that I'm starting to think that progress means taking over a whole planet until there's nothing left, really, as far as how humans view it. I'll leave you with that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that's that is a real concern that a lot of people do have, and that is, you know, that the media seems to be more and more and more the lapdogs of politicians. And that's on the right and the left. Well, not all of us are. Some of us are free and independent. And, you know, we this show is free and independent, and we just say what we think is correct. And no one to answer to up above me. All right. All right, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, where are you calling from, and what's got you worried?
Hey, this is Lynn from Southern California. How you doing, Kev?
Good. How are you doing, Lynn?
Great. Hey, got a little worry.
All right.
Worry is about your show.
Oh, well, there's. I appreciate that, but no need to worry.
Okay, well, I want to help with my worry by asking everybody out there to call in and donate some money. How much do you need there, Kevin?
Well, we need a minimum, absolute bare-bones minimum of $300 every week, and we're running at about $120 to $160.
So if we can kick in a few hundred dollars by donating today, maybe we can keep you running longer, because I love your show.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it.
Okay. I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, if you want to do that, you can go to my website. There's a button that says donate, and you can click that and make a donation, and I do appreciate it. What's got you worried? 623-444-5889. We're all concerned about something. We're all a little bit worried about something. What is it for you? We'll take your calls when we come back from this break. right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I said, this is something brand new. We've never done this before. I'm calling it Worry Night here at the Kevin Smith Show. We're just talking about things that really have you concerned and worried. Maybe worry's not the right word, but you understand what I'm getting at. Something that's got you really concerned. And it may be, you know, it's within our genre now, but maybe it's 2012. Maybe it's the possibility of Armageddon. I've been seeing some shows about all of that on TV late at night. And maybe you're concerned about a possible future invasion by extraterrestrials. Or maybe you're concerned about this solar cycle or mind control. You know, I'm getting a lot of email, actually, about that, quite a lot of email about it seems like they're trying to program us with TV shows to get us ready for some impending extraterrestrial kind of an event. So what's got you worried? 623-444-5889. That's the telephone number. 623-444-5889. I'll tell you another thing that I'm getting email on sort of frequently is stories about these FEMA camps around the country. That's got people really tied up and worried. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry. What's got you concerned?
Oh, you just nailed it on the head right before I called. So-called FEMA, you know, our helpers in time of need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Might want to ask New Orleans about them guys.
They've got some experience with them, don't they?
Yeah, my concern is more, as far as UFOs and the strange and unusual and stuff, we're going to be slapped in the face with our own life and reality, you know, more, you know, around the corner here than before we probably get disclosure or any of this other stuff means a hoot to us.
All right, so you think that there's going to be some sort of UFO or extraterrestrial event that's going to hit us between the eyes before the government does disclosure?
No.
No?
What I mean is that the government is going to hit us between the eyes before we have any UFO disclosure or anything. I mean, I'm afraid this country's going to go belly up, and we're going to be 20 years in the past instead of 20 years in the future. We're going to have to worry about how to feed our money, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's what I think. You know, I'm just waiting for the stock market to crash, and everybody's going to go nuts.
Well, if that happens, that's not going to be pleasant. But if all of the systems that are part of the current paradigm crumble and fall, although life will be difficult, we will survive. You may not be able to go out and buy a new car, but we're seeing kind of the crumbling of all the auto industry now anyway. You may not be able to go out and go to the movies every weekend, which some people do. I don't, but some do. So, you know, from that perspective, life would change, but survival, we will survive. May be tough, but we'll survive.
Yeah, that's got me concerned more than anything else. It's where we're at today, and them throwing all that kind of money and building all these FEMA camps and stuff. I think it's going to be more, you know, and then plus with the, you know, I truly believe that there's the powers to be, you know, believe that, you know, there needs to be a population reduction,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, in these FEMA camps, I believe, you know, that, you know, they're going to, you know, that's going to be a reality one way or another, whether it be through the flu, the swine flu, you know, whatever.
All right, well, let me play the devil's advocate for just a moment. Let's say that the FEMA camp stories are all true just as we've heard them. And probably, I mean, I think there's truth to them. I think probably the real truth behind those camps is just a fraction of what's out there. I think there's a great deal of lore that has been put on, layers of lore that have been put on, but down in there is a kernel of truth. But let's say that it all turns out exactly like the rumors say, and they start rounding up citizens and taking them to concentration camps. If that were to happen, what do you think? Are you on the list? Are they coming for you?
Oh, I'm sure that, you know, they're doing this polls right now. I wasn't home, but I got a yellow ticket in my mailbox saying, yeah, we were here I can't think of the name of it, censuses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have any questions, call us within 3 days or whatever. You know, so, you know, I hear they're marking these houses and stuff with GPS, and I think with, you know, Obama and everyone saying that we need, you know, interior force, you know, as powerful and as funded as we do outside, I mean, come on now. You know, we had Commie Thomas or whatever it's called, you know, they weren't supposed to be allowed to use military in the United States. You know, that's what the National Guard was for. I mean, mm-hmm. they just turned everything upside down.
Well, Obama didn't do that. George Bush did.
Right, after 9/11.
George Bush dissolved Posse Comitatus.
So, I mean, just all this stuff, I mean, just every day, it just, we're an inch closer. You know, at first, you know, it's going to say, you know, like they're going to say, you know, well, if you're hungry, you know, because there's no food, you know, in your area, you know, come here, you know, we can feed you and medically take care of you and all that kind of stuff. You know, and then there's people that are going to, you know, that knows better, you know, and ain't going to step a foot, you know, in a casino camp because they're, you know, wise to it. You know, they're supposed to come and get people like you.
Oh, I'm on the list, I'm sure.
People like you get to go first before anything else happens, so you can't be out there warning us and, you know, jumping up and down.
Yeah, it's I'm quite certain that if and this is a huge if there is a disposal list, I'm on it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say I do too.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate the call, and I can't be what I'm not. I can only be what I am, and if that means my demise at some point, well, that's the way it goes. And but look,
I feel the same way.
Yeah, there's just, you know, I can't pretend to be something else.
Okay, Kevin.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, what has you tied up in knots? 623-444-5889 is the number to call. It's worry night here at the Kevin Smith Show. Let's get this off our chest. Let's talk about the things that have us in sort of a whirlwind here. Look, one of the things that fear will do is, it doesn't do it to everyone, but one of the things that fear does is cause people to go silent. One of the best things you can do to unwind the spring that has got you all wound up, one of the best things you can do is to talk about it. And, you know, it's some things that people will tell us are true, some things that people tell us are not true, and the ones that we can discover to be not true, those things we don't have to fear at all. And so, you know, it's fear plays a good function in human existence as long as you don't pet it and make it grow and let it become the driver in your life. The function it plays is it's like an alarm that goes off and tells us, hey, you better watch here, watch this, pay attention to this. And so fear is there's nothing wrong with fear, because fear is one of the things that, as Don said earlier, helps us to survive. And, you know, we all have a built-in flight or fright. What is it? Fight or flight. That's it. Sort of response. When we get challenged with something that's a physical fear to us, causes physical fear, we either decide to fight it or we decide to run. But in either case, we make that decision based on a survival instinct. And so fear plays a very, very functional, positive role in our survival. So there's nothing wrong with fear. What would be wrong is if we allow it to run us. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. I'd love to hear from you what you think about this thing, what your worry is, okay? Let's see. There is a link that someone has sent me in a flash message. I don't have time to look at it right now. But it says, this doesn't really have me worried, but look at the video. It shows what the camera recorded from the booster rockets coming back down to Earth. I suppose that means a shuttle launch. Pay close attention to around 3 minutes and 6 seconds into the video. See if you see anything strange. But I can't look at that during the show. But I will look at it. From Australia, Justin says, I'm interested in your opinion of the report that has found nanohermite in the dust of the World Trade Center. Do you think anything will be done about it? Justin, no. Nothing will be done. Everything that's going to be done about the World Trade Center has been done. We have experience with this. We have the experience of the Kennedy assassination. And once the official report was out, that was it. And all officialdom stuck to the report, even though it was demonstrably flawed. And there is an official report out now about the World Trade Center and about 9-1-1, 9-11. Officialdom will stick to that report. That will be it. It is the approved and baptized report. So it really doesn't matter what anybody finds. It doesn't matter what anybody says. Officialdom will rally around the official report, and that's that. That's the way they do. But what is my opinion? In that they have found nanohermite in the dust of the World Trade Center. I don't really have an opinion. I can tell you I'm not surprised. I can tell you that absolutely nothing would surprise me. Well, I take that back. If they reopened the investigation and said, look, this official report is flawed and we're going to reopen the investigation, we're really going to go through this and try to get to the truth, that would surprise me. That would shock me. It would. It would shock my socks off if officialdom backed away from the official report. They won't do it. They will rally around the flagpole on that report, and they're going to stick to it like glue no matter what, just like they did with the Warren Commission report on the JFK assassination. And right from the beginning, on the Warren Commission report, as soon as that thing was released, people all over the country were saying, whoa, wait a minute here. That isn't what happened. It didn't happen that way. To this day, it is the official report. To this day, there are people still running experiments trying to prove that it all happened just like the Warren Commission said. So that's what they're going to do. I don't expect that there will be any further investigation of 9/11. It's been done. All the stuff that they felt needed to be swept under the carpet is firmly under the carpet. The carpet is tacked down, and they're not going to take it up. That's the way it happens. All right, this is Worry Night. 623-444-5889 is the telephone number to call and share with us something that's out there in the news within our genre that has you concerned. I'm a little bit surprised because I get emails all the time, and I get calls, and I get flash messages where people mention things they're worried about. And then we do a show where we open it up to you and say, okay, well, let's talk about it, and you sit on your fingers. That has me a little bit worried. I'm a little concerned for you. What's the deal? 623-444-5889. One of the things that I saw today was something I'd never seen it before. It's a video that has to do with HAARP, and it shows an experiment. I had to just sort of scan through this and look at pieces of it, so I don't have all the details, but it showed an experiment where either HAARP or HAARP-like technology was used and was aimed at the polar ice cap, North Polar ice cap, and it caused a bright glow, brighter than they had ever seen before, and where the beam was coming down, the ice was literally boiling. It turned it to boiling water. That concerns me. That really concerns me. When we look at the evidence in the weather, we look at the meteorological evidence, the evidence does not show global warming. Now look, lots of you will call in and tell me I'm crazy. No, I'm not. The IPCC report says there is global warming and humans are causing it. And there are about 2,000 scientists that signed on to that. The number two guy, the second in command of the commission that did that report, within a couple of months after that report was published, came out and said that this whole thing about global warming was very much overblown, and that we had more to fear from global cooling than we have from global warming. Since then, there's a group of over 30,000 scientists that did a report having to do with the same data, having to do with, meteorological data, and they said global warming is not it, and it's not happening, and what is happening is we're headed into a new ice age. So I'm a little concerned about that, but I'm concerned about if this data for global warming may be being artificially hyped, artificially supported by something like what I just described. And I don't know if it was HAARP or if it was a HAARP-like device. We'll have to look at that video and see. That was aimed at the polar ice cap, North Polar ice cap, and it caused the ice to begin to boil almost instantaneously. Is the ice beginning to melt because of artificial manipulation, stimulation? Is that what's happening? With the sun in a down cycle as it is, The sun is quieter right now than it has been in 100 years. And it's as quiet as what caused the last little ice age. And yet, we see symptoms of global warming, even though the temperatures don't show global warming. And yet, the symptoms are showing. Is that being artificially manipulated? I'm a little concerned about that. What are you concerned about? 623-444-5889 is the number to call. I want to know what's got you worried. There's stuff in the news every single day. There's stuff, as one of our callers said, we're being hit with so many things right now, it's just unbelievable. That's true. What is it that's in the news that has you tied up? Now, look, if it's politics, I can't help you with that. I can't help you with that. They are 100% predictable. They are going to do whatever they can to harm you. I don't mean physically, but what every time a politician says we're going to reform this or reform that, hang on to your wallet. Okay, so they're going to do that. Let's talk about things that are going to outlast the politicians. One of the things that a lot of people have expressed concern and worry about is the Earth being struck by a wayward planet buster asteroid or comet. And there are a lot of people really concerned about that. You know, we have some close calls, some close flybys every once in a while. And the scientists don't even know it until after it passes us. And the reason is if they approach us from the direction of the sun, then they can't look into the sun with their telescopes, and so they don't see it coming. And we've had several that were really close that flew past the Earth. One flew between the Earth and the Moon. Pretty close, isn't it? And they didn't even know about that until the thing had passed us. In fact, it was about 4 days past us before they saw it. And that was last year. All over the planet, there are people that are keyed up, people that are worried. People sense something is about to happen. And there's sort of a widespread sense of impending doom. Now, I have to tell you, I sort of feel there is an impending big event of some kind, but it is not impending doom. The telephone number is 623-444-5889, and we'll take your calls on the other side of this break. All right, we are back. It's Worry Night here at the Kevin Smith Show. I know because of the emails that I get, I know because of the calls that come in and the flash messages that I get, that there are things that you hear about, there are things that you see on the internet that cause you some trepidation, cause you some concern. And in some cases, cause you some fear. Because I've been getting a number of these over a period of time, I decided that it was time for us to do Worry Night, all right, where we can talk about these things without anyone trivializing what's got you concerned. Just talking about it helps sometimes. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. And the telephone line is open if you'd wish to call us. I would wish to talk with you. 623-444-5889. John from the United Kingdom says, hi, Kevin. You once said underwater volcanoes are responsible for global warming. If that's the case, then why is Mars warming too? Is the sun responsible for the warming, like, for example, magnetic fields? Yeah, by the way, to the caller who just called, I just looked and saw, just as you hung up, I was reading a flash message. Give us another call, 623-444-5889. Let me get specific about the underwater volcanoes, and in this, I am quoting Robert Felix, okay? Or actually, it's not a quote. I'm referring to his work, to his book. All right. It is his position that underwater volcanic activity is heating the oceans. So you have ocean warming. And that is playing a major factor in climate change. But there, according to him, is no global warming. There's ocean warming and thus changed climate. Scientists last week released a report stating that, in fact, they had evidence that the sun is causing a great deal of climate change as well. And so what's happening is you have the sun sort of married up with this ocean warming, and that is causing climate change. But the idea of the concept of global warming, you know, we've got all these greenhouse gases in the air, and that's what's causing global warming. That concept is in the opinion of many more scientists than those who came up with that concept. In the opinions of many more scientists, that concept is in error. Now, you're right about the warming that's taking place on other planets. Let's assume for a moment that the information that we've been provided by NASA about the composition of the Martian atmosphere, let's assume for a moment that that's correct. Well, the Martian atmosphere is about 98%, according to them, 98% carbon dioxide. Now, we are told that carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, the increased amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, is causing global warming. Well, if that's the case, why isn't Mars baking right now? It's 98%, according to NASA. And look, it may be 96.7% or something like that, but somewhere around 98%. We'll say 98% carbon dioxide. So why isn't it baking over on Mars right now? Why do they continue to tell us that temperatures on Mars get down to like 240 degrees below zero Fahrenheit? Why is that? Why, if increased CO2 in our atmosphere, if it's true that that's causing global warming, shouldn't it also have been doing the same thing on Mars? And if that's the case, Mars ought to be absolutely baking. We know it's not. So what we know is that this greenhouse gas on Mars is most of its atmosphere. What we know, according to NASA anyway, and so what we know is if that's the case, it cannot be causing global warming here because it is not causing it there. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Don again. I just wanted to make a quick comment about your theory about the Independence Day movie playing so often.
Yeah, it's, well, let me say, it's a question.
Okay.
It's a question, not a theory.
Okay, anyways. Yeah, you know, I've seen that happen time and time again over the decades. The movies are first released to DVD or video. Then they go to primetime major networks, and then sometime years down the road, when they're finally released to the cable companies, I've seen it time and time again. They are played. Every station plays the movie over and over again when they first grab it, and I think that's probably what happened. I've seen it more enough times to know that that's the case. It's not just movies like Independence Day. It's any blockbuster release.
Now, I tend to agree with you. But now, having said that, we need to be aware that our minds do get programmed by everything we see. And it's not necessarily that there is a conspiracy to do this. But everything you see becomes a part of your mind to some degree. And so you do get programmed to some degree by every movie that you watch and by every song you listen to. And, we are not independent of our surroundings. And so in as much as these things are part of our surroundings, they do program us to some degree.
Yeah, and I understand that concept, and I also agree that I think in the past there has been information leaked to script writers to introduce us to an alien presence, and I think that has happened. But as far as the situation with the movie playing over and over again on every channel, you know, I don't watch hardly any TV anymore, but, mm-hmm. I've seen it in the past for other types or any type of movie. Eventually, when it reaches cable channels, it's just, especially if it was a blockbuster, it's played a lot.
You're right. And part of that is, I think everyone can understand, if you buy in bulk, you get a lower rate. So maybe I only want one can of Coca-Cola today, but if I buy a case of Coca-Cola, it's cheaper per can, and I can have one today, and then tomorrow I can have one or two or ten, whatever I want, but I got it at a cheaper rate. And the same thing happens when a network or a cable channel, when they buy the rights to show a movie, the more performances that they pay for, the less per performance.
Yeah, plus it's competing against the other cable channels. Mm-hmm. It was a major blockbuster. Any major blockbuster, well, they're grabbing onto it. They're getting it at a cheap enough price now since it's been enough years. And, they can't let their competitors, get the edge on them, so they've got to be playing it too.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Don, thanks for the call.
Okay, Kevin.
All right. Yeah, that is my personal position. My personal position on that is that I don't think there is any conspiratorial plot to program our minds using Independence Day. Now, there could be, but I don't think so. I don't see any evidence of it. Like Don, I've seen other movies go through this same thing, where they play it again and again and again and again and again. And but having said that, even though I don't think there's any organized conspiracy to program our minds using Independence Day, you have to be aware that everything you watch programs your mind to some degree. The telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. That's the number to call and participate in Worry Night. What has you all worked up? All right, let's for starters, let's begin to talk about Planet X and Nibiru. Now, I bring that up because I asked our guest last night, do you think that's a reality? And he said, yes, I do. Okay. Now, I got a few emails about that. People are kind of uptight about it. So what do you think? Is Planet X or Nibiru, is it real? Is it incoming? If it is incoming, why are they not telling us? Why are they keeping that a secret? And what has you tied up and worried about that? Now, the first time I heard anything about Nibiru was in a book called The 12th Planet, written by Zechariah Sitchin. The first time I'd ever heard of Nibiru. I had heard of Planet X. And I was aware that the chief scientist for the IRIS project, the IRIS telescope space project, I was aware that in 1983 he made a statement that we have found something out there. We don't know what it is yet. It is enormous. It is gigantic. And then it all went quiet, and there was nothing else said about it. Now, I was aware of that before I read The 12th Planet. When I read The 12th Planet and read about what the Sumerians said about Nibiru, I made the connection mentally between Planet X and Nibiru. Now, Planet X, the reason it's X, it's a Roman numeral X. And the Roman numeral means 10. Now, you may remember we used to have 9 planets in our solar system, and they kicked one out. They kicked Pluto out last year. All right? They said it's not a planet. All right? So the X would have been the 10th planet, and that would be counting from the sun outward. But the Sumerians counted from outward in, and they included our moon. And they included the sun. And so the next one would have been 12. We'll continue with Worry Night when we come back after this break. Get your fingers ready to do the calling after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and Worry Night here at the show. Look, I know that there's a lot of stuff coming your way every single day. Lots of tragedies are reported in the news that are very mysterious. Lots of stuff is being reported about the Earth doing weird things. And it's very mysterious. You see documentaries. I saw one again the other night about the super volcanoes, particularly the one in Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone National Park is a super volcano. And, you know, I'm where I live, if the thing explodes, depending on how it explodes, I'm in the kill zone. You know, and there are people that really worry about that. They're very concerned about it. But there are a bunch of these super volcanoes all over the world, and any one of them that explodes is going to make life miserable for the entire planet. We will be plunged into a very deep ice age if any one of the super volcanoes explodes, and at least according to what meteorologists say and climatologists, that would happen. There are people that are concerned about earthquakes and tsunamis. And I don't know of a place you can go on this planet where there's not a fault line. You know, you live either on a fault line or you live between some fault lines. Think about that. And if there's a major shift in any of the fault lines near you, even though you may not be right on it, you will be in for some discomfort. And there are people that are very worried about that. There are people that are worried about mudslides, solar flares. You know, I talked to someone not too long ago that was so excessively concerned about solar flares and about, you know, the possibility of a solar flare being so strong that it may get down on the deck with us. And there are reports in the news that scientists are saying it could happen, and people are concerned about it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Rick from Kentucky.
Hi, Rick.
Hello, Kevin. I'm kind of concerned at first when I heard of the FEMA camps, FEMA trains, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know what to make of it. Now I'm kind of concerned that maybe the powers that be know that there is about to be a major change, a major disaster, something that is about to happen, and they're going to be needed. If Nibiru is for real and scientists can prove that it is about to hit us or cause massive problems within a year or year and a half, one of the first things that's going to happen is the crime rate is going to go sky high.
You are absolutely correct.
And that would justify the FEMA camps. You know, I can't think of any other purpose for them. I don't know why we would have them.
Look, you know, I'm not defending the FEMA camps because although I know they do exist, I don't really know for sure what the plan is. But we do know this. We do know that the politicians are interested in staying in power. And we do know that we saw with Katrina, they were damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yep.
And so if they're not prepared to offer assistance, we'd toss them out on their ear. They would not be able to remain in power. If they were not prepared and something really major happens, we would be saying, after all these trillions of dollars we've spent, and you guys let us down.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And so they know that.
Yeah.
So I think there is that behind having all these camps and so forth. There may also be some truth to you know, these being not survival camps but prison camps. There may be some truth to that.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned this, the crime rate would go sky high. Remember after the hurricane Katrina, remember seeing on television even some of the cops in uniform looting stores?
People traveled to that area just to commit crimes.
Yeah.
You know, from all over the country. So.
Yeah.
And our president is actually, I feel like, uninformed. He's not in the loop. You know, past presidents have tried to get a briefing on UFOs and been told to shut up and cussed out and everything else and not to ask that question again. And that happened to Barry Goldwater, I think, and he was a senator. I think there's a sub government or whatever that really runs this country, and I don't think the president's even in the loop. He's a figurehead, and I think they know a whole lot more than they're telling us.
Well, I think it's a given that no president has all the knowledge of what's going on in the government. It's way too massive, way too big, has so many, many arms and tentacles that are sort of running themselves. There's no possibility that any president knows everything that's going on inside the government. And from that perspective, I think you're exactly right. I think this president is more in the loop on UFOs than some previous presidents have been because of some of the people that are in his cabinet. And so I think he's more in the loop on that than others have been. But having said that, there's no possibility that he knows the whole story.
No, absolutely not.
But let me say, because I know that those types of people that keep the secrets are listening, let me say, I hope you guys will give this president the whole story.
Yeah. I think he's our best chance for disclosure in a long time.
Rick, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Take
care. All right, folks. We are, of course, on Final Approach. We only have a very brief few seconds left. Let me say, I hope that by calling in and talking about some of these things, getting them off of your chest, maybe you're a little bit less worried than you were. You should be. And as I said previously, I don't trivialize the things that have you worried. But again, if there's nothing you can do about it, why worry about it? You know, if there's something you can do, do it. Thank you for everyone who called in and participated. I do appreciate it. I want you to know you make the show. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.